As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, Pilgrim, and be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, February the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news, at least news. Hard facts, certainly that, and workable solutions, when we can find them and where we can find them, we'll work them into the broadcast. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussions, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. Again, that's 512-904-8014 if you have unlimited long-distance access. And from around America and around the world, you can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, just like Become Vocal Local. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Only one L in that, by the way. centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. I get a big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Oh, boy. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. To your local listening audiences, I can't tell you how much it means to me that you're doing that. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals open slightly higher on ETF as ETF investors return to the market. We'll talk about that briefly. The Near East, Africa, and Asian unrest continues. Just continues and continues and continues. Journalism, business, and profession alive and prospering in the info age. Perhaps we'll go back into that later in the broadcast. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report again for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off its otherwise high closing yesterday. Off $5.80 so far this morning at $1,349.80. Once again, scratching that $13.50 mark. Silver off 2 cents at $28.93, closing in as it is at the 29 level peg. And platinum up a buck at $1,838. Keep your eyes on platinum and palladium. They seem to be doing quite well. The palladium this morning off $6, but still above 800 at $812 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market. This is bullion gold now, folks. The spot market. You're not going to pay these kind of prices when you go to a broker or a dealer, but you'll certainly be able to use this as a baseline. They do. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,324 even for a low, $1,324 for a low, $1,357.20 for a high. Pretty good spread developing there. The London Gold Fix this morning, that's the London Bullion Market Association. If you haven't visited the website, you might do that. Just type lbma.org. into your browser, and pull it up for yourself. This morning, they set the price at $1,347.50 an ounce for gold, and it's trading above that now. The SPDR gold shares this morning shows an uptick. They picked up 2.13 metric tons this morning and added that to their electronic treasure chest, and we'll talk about that right after this.
Wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Friday, February the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into our market report and review. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, found gold off $5.80, trading at $1,340. I was going to just about hang up the phone and go call my broker. Anyway, gold was off $5.80 at $1,349.80. Silver down 2 cents at $28.93. Platinum up a buck at $1,838. And palladium off $6 at $812 an ounce. If I ever misspeak, be sure and check Kitco.com before you rush out to the door. Anyway, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. Pretty good band widening up here. We've got about $23, $24, something like that running. Well, maybe even $28. $1,324 for a low, $1,357.20 for a high. But at $1,349.80, your gold is up year-to-year, $287.20. This morning for a 27.01% return on your investment. You're not going to get that at your local bank. Now, again, the London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA, the boys in London that fixed the price, they rang up their little flags and dinged their bell and set the price at $1,347.50. The SPDR gold shares, as we mentioned in the previous segment, brought in, added 2.13 metric tons, kind of reversing this downward trend that we've seen in the ETFs. Maybe there's a little bit of investor confidence. Maybe people are thinking about turning away from some of the other specialist products out there and going back into the gold market, buoying it up just a little bit. But they added 2.13 metric tons. Usually I have to say overnight, but this happened this morning. They're holding 1,229.28 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $52.5 billion. So keep your eyes on that spider on the corner of the web, spdrgoldshares.com, I believe. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, still above 12,000, closed up 12,062. It's kind of new ground again for the Dow. The NASDAQ closed up 4 at 2754, and the S&P 500 closed up 3 at 1307 this morning. Crude oil, this is light sweet crude, delivered as it is in Cushing, Oklahoma, as opposed to that Brent, that other stuff, at North Sea oil. Anyway, crude oil this morning up 56 cents, at $91.10. You know, you've got to scratch your head about the increase in the oil, the crude. You know, what's all the panic? So far, there hasn't been any interruption whatsoever in delivery coming through the Suez Canal or otherwise, and yet they're using this crisis. Never let a good crisis go to waste. They're using this crisis to jack up the price of crude oil, Brent and crude. Anyway, USDX this morning, the U.S. dollar index, hate to see it continue to happen, but it's down another 8 basis points this morning at 77.72. Which, of course, impacts, you know, that's a trade-weighted basket of currencies. And if you're not familiar with that, I give it to you all the time, theice.com, theice.com. You can also find it on Finex, F-I-N-E-X. But theice.com is a website that will give you a lot of background on most of this material. The Forex, the foreign exchange rates, of course, are impacted by any move in the U.S. dollar index, where this morning we find the Canadian loonie, positive move in the Canadian loonie, up 74 basis points at $1.01. The Mexican peso, put this one on your calendar. I've been following it for years, and this morning we have a different exchange rate. Well, it's the exchange rate's the same, but the multiplier is different. For the first time in a long time, we've dipped down below the 12 line. So this morning, if you're going to go to Mexico, or if you've got business affairs there, or if you're coming from Mexico here, a Mexican peso exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 11.9644. Usually it's been above 12, and it's been above 12 for a long time. So this morning, 11.9644 pesos to a dollar at 8 cents a pop. That's up 27 basis points. The euro down 32 basis points at $1.36 U.S. The British pound off 38 basis points at $1.61 U.S. And our Swiss franc off 98 basis points, yet still exchanges against the U.S. above parity at $1.05. The bond market this morning, interesting moves happening here in the bonds this morning. The yield on the two-year bumps up from where it was yesterday, which was, let me just see if I can pull my chart out. Here it is. I had yesterday 0.69 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And this morning, we show the yield at 0.72. The 10-year yesterday was 3.51. This morning, it's 3.58. And the 30-year yesterday was at 4.63. This morning, it's up 4.68. So we're looking at an upward move in the yield on the U.S. Treasuries. Of course, that makes them apparently less valuable. How that works is still a mystery to me. Most of this is, actually. The mortgage market rates this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages moved down from 4.28%, yes, our last month, to 4.15% this month. Why do I quote these 15-year fixed-rate mortgages and the 30-fixed-rate mortgages? Well, because, I was a realtor, I have a little experience in this. What you'll typically find is that both the realtors and the lenders will try and crowd you into these adjustable rate mortgages, all right? They'll do just about everything they can to push you into that basket. But I think that right now, and generally over my life, I've had a very dim view of ARMs. I remember when they first came out back in the 80s, adjustable rate mortgage is a crapshoot you don't want to go into. I mean, unless you can see out with a window 15, 20, 30 years where you're going to have a very stable economy, a period of great growth, and so on and so forth, why get yourself involved with a mortgage rate that's going to be changing on you? So the fixed rates are much better. It tells you how much you're going to have to pay, when you're going to have to pay it, and it's going to go that way for the life of the loan. Now, again, I have in the past many times talked about the 15-year. My preference has always been to get a 15-year mortgage when you can, and generally you can. But you've got to really dig your heels in, get very stubborn, and be prepared to walk away from the closing table. What you want is a 15-year mortgage, not a 30. It'll cost you a little bit more a month, just a little bit. Look at these interest rates. It's not going to be much. It costs you a little bit more a month. You're going to have to pay that loan off quicker, but you will pay it off quicker, and you'll save 15 years of useless interest payments. All right? The banks don't want you to know that, but I do. Anyway, so that we see the 30-year moving down from 4.96, again, now pulling back away from 5% to 4.89% this morning. Your prime rate stands at 3.25%. Your gold-to-silver ratio is 46.68 ounces of silver. Will buy you 1 ounce of gold. Jumping back over to the Econoday website this morning, lots of information to come up here. We're going to cover some of the things that came out yesterday afternoon after the broadcast, and also the employment index that came out this morning. But let's just go ahead and jump right into the basket and get on to these. The factory orders is going to come up first, if the browser will work for me. The browser's been very slow for me today again. It has, we've got some kind of a variety of different worms and viruses that come along and plague us, but we'll deal with it the best we can. This is factory orders, okay? Factory orders. Factory orders here, they had the prior was 0.7%, prior revised was 1.3%. A consensus was a minus 0.4%. The consensus range was from 0.7 minus to 0.7 plus, and they came in at a 0.2%. So it's just about spot on in the middle of the consensus range. We'll tell you what that means right after this.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing, cutting edge talk radio.
Okay, so what's the significance here of these factory orders? Again, you can find all this information for yourself, and I really strongly encourage you to do so. Go up on econoday.com from time to time and take a look at some of these reports. Get some of the verbiage in your head. You can see where the articles come from that we find on Bloomberg and elsewhere. So much is you know, goes right back to these sources. There are other people out there, too. John Williams, shadowstat.com. Other people that actually put together, you know, did their best effort forward on trying to figure out what's happening out of the Office of Budget Management and some of the other sources for this kind of information. But a lot of this is just companies that make their living following certain things. But factory orders rose, they say here, 0.2% in December. Now, you know, that's not much of an increase. If it were to go on like that for the whole year, 2%, 2%, 2%, 12 months in a row, it'd be 0.2, you know, it'd be 2.4% in the year, and it might look pretty good. But remember what China's doing. You know, they're looking at 7, 8, 9% annual increase in gross domestic product. You know, so a factory order of 0.2% is not going to necessarily translate into a happy days scenario anyway. In December, as price-related gains in non-durable goods, things that perish, perishables, in non-durable goods, offset a monthly aircraft-related downsizing for durable goods. What's this monthly aircraft-related downsizing for durable goods? Well, last month, we heard about the great, you know, wow, all of a sudden everything was great. We were out of the woods. The economy was just booming. Well, here's the article, all right? This gives you how the system works. This, again, off Bloomberg, all right? Susanna Ray, writing yesterday afternoon, like late evening, Boeing loses half of a Dubai aerospace order for 737 model jets. Now, if you pay attention to these broadcasts and listen each morning, I know this is dreadfully boring stuff. I'm with you on that, you know. But if we're not paying attention to the economy, then the economy is going to walk right on away from us. Boeing company lost an order for 32 737 jets. All right. Boeing company lost an order for 32 737 jets valued at about $2.3 billion at list prices from Dubai Aerospace Enterprise Limited, the state-owned leasing and services company that has said it may drop some purchases. Every word in that sentence is very important and revealing, all right? So let's go back and look at it again. Boeing company lost an order for 32 jets, all right? Well, honey, it wasn't but a month ago or thereabouts that they came out and said, wow, in the aircraft segment, you know, the non-military aircraft segment, wow, boom, baby, Boeing's going through the roof. Well, and then it continues, you know, you just drop those orders off and then, you know, here you go quietly slipping it in a couple of months later. We don't have that kind of stuff. But that day, major gains were made on the marketplace. Boy, stock shares went up. Everybody was excited, jumped out there, bought more GE. They looked at, you know, GE makes the jet engine. Somebody else makes the fabric for the seat covers and all that. All right, but they don't have an order here. Valued at about $2.3 billion at list prices. Now, we'll see down in the article. These guys never. Dubai Aerospace Enterprise Limited didn't buy nothing at list prices. They don't buy anything at list prices. You're going to buy 32 737 jets from Boeing Company, and you buy a list, you ought to sell your buyer, you know. Sell that or fire that guy. That's ridiculous. All right, but anyway, that's how they valued it. From Dubai Aerospace Enterprise Limited. Now, what does Dubai Aerospace Enterprise Limited do? They're a state-owned leasing and services company. Now, how we've been talking about American Insurance Group, AIG, American Insurance Group, AIG, big guys. Well, AIG is also in the aircraft leasing business. They have a whole division that they're thinking about splitting off, all right? This idea of the state-owned leasing. Well, of course, we own AIG. We bailed them out to the tune of how many billions? Anyway, and servicing company that has said it may drop some purchases. So now we got a little better understanding of this first sentence. Dubai Aerospace current backlog for 735s or 737s is 35, all right? According to a monthly update yesterday on Boeing's website, compared with 67 as of December. Separately, Boeing's weekly order report showed 32 orders for the single-aisle aircraft had been canceled without identifying the buyer. So previously, they didn't tell us who had dropped out, but it was Dubai Aerospace. Dubai Aerospace has been studying whether to scrap more orders as aircraft demand. Now, you can just imagine you're over in Dubai, you're part of the, you know, London, Dubai, New York triangle, Chicago in there too. And you're sitting in, you know, the 27th floor of some building, you know, and somebody calls you up and says, hey, you know, Tommy, or I guess I should say Mohammed El Fatwa, how about, you know, I send you $5,000 and you send Boeing an order for 32 jets at list price, and we'll let it sit and simmer for a while, and you can have fun with the $5,000. We'll let it sit and simmer for a while, but about 30 days from now, you can just go ahead and drop it. It'll be all right. Nobody will be mad. Sounds good, huh? Works. Anyway, Dubai Aerospace has been studying whether to scrap more orders as aircraft demand wanes. Of course, the more backscatter machines they have, fewer people want to climb on board. Two people with knowledge of the matter said in December this would be the guy that placed the call, the guy that received it, right? After canceling plans last year to buy 47 jets from Boeing at Airbus. These guys seem to be in the business. We need to keep our eyes peeled on this Dubai Aerospace Enterprise Limited, who seems to place a lot of orders for jet aircraft, and then they never take delivery. That has something to do with the economy, doesn't it? I think so. Anyway, an emailed request for comments to the company's headquarters before regular business hours today wasn't immediately returned. The business office, yeah, they got a little sign on the door and an empty big space, you know, and a telephone with an answering machine over in the corner. And there are no desks. Dubai, they call that a front group, by the way, Dubai Aerospace was set up in 2006, entering the leasing market during the peak of an air travel boom, with the aim of becoming one of the world's biggest airplane lessors. Of course, they would be competing with AIG and others. Airlines and leasing companies typically, here's the admission, typically don't pay list prices. Right. Boeing also won an order for 10 737s from an unidentified customer, according to yesterday's update. The order and cancellation brought the Chicago-based company's net orders, listen, for the model in January to what? To zero. No orders. Zero. All right. So now we're on the right track. Let's go back and look at our article. Factory orders rose 0.2%, blah, blah, blah. The outlook for the factory sector is very positive, underscored especially by Tuesday's deep strength in the ISM report. Well, maybe we better find out about that. Here's the ISM non-manufacturing index report. All right, the composite index level, 57.1. Prior revised, 57.1. Consensus, 57.0. Consensus range, 53.4 to 63.5. Where did they come in? Actual? 59.4. So they're 2 points above their consensus. They're in the middle of their range. But this is a big deal, all right? And it is. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's making headline news on Bloomberg, front page. Anyway, here's the highlight. More closely watched than ever is the employment component of the ISM non-manufacturing survey, a reading that offers a broad measure of labor demand. Labor demand. This index jumped nearly 2 points in January to 54.5, by far the best reading of the recovery and pointing to a positive surprise for tomorrow's big employment report. I'll give you that big employment report, a big surprise in a moment. Stay tuned.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com. SEC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've got options, choices and choices and choices, and choices do have consequences, but we could simply go to the articles that the Spinmeisters have written, and we could see how they've put lipstick on the pig once again, you know, or we can go to the sources for their articles and then skip all the experts say and all the emotional testimonies and just deal with the numbers, you know. And we see that these numbers are not reliable. As month to month goes by, week to week goes by, we keep coming back, covering up for themselves, revising numbers that they've given in the past, revising them up or revising them down. And unfortunately, a lot of people are out there in the marketplace, these day traders and whatnot. Apparently, they're not aware of this kind of material, and they don't look at it. And they just go with the flow. They follow the trend, letting their trend be their friend, right? Well, we do a little bit of that myself. But anyway, back to this discussion, where we're finding that gains are wide and convincing, led by a nearly 2.5-point jump in the headline composite index to 59.4, whatever that means. I mean, it looks good on a graph, you know. On one side, you go from 30 to 65, and on the other, you go from January of 08 all the way up to January of 2011, and you see how the little ticker marks move, and there is an upward tick. From the October of 08 to January the 11th, it's an upward, you know, it's an upward climb. It's there. And so maybe it shows something. I don't know. Details show especially strong monthly acceleration for new orders. We'd like to see some of those new orders translating into new jobs, but we don't really see that. A reading that points to greater acceleration for the broader economy in the months ahead. Well, let's see what else they've got to say about that. Here's the EIA natural gas report. I don't know how many of you read or heard yesterday some of the testimony coming in from the listeners that they're having a hard time finding any natural gas out in Arizona, I think. Natural gas in storage fell 189 billion cubic feet in the January the 28th week. Okay, unexpected. Wow. They weren't anticipating that it would be wintertime in America and that it might get snowy and that it might get cold. That's kind of what happens in wintertime. Been going that way, kind of a phenomenon, you know, something that Al Gore can't quite understand. But it's 180 billion cubic foot withdrawal was expected, and they pulled an additional 9 billion cubic feet out and ran themselves into a shortage. Maybe next year they'll be wise enough and have 250 billion cubic feet on hand for what is typically cold weather in January. The money supply, well, the money masters, you know, they put out their M2 weekly change yesterday. M2. Now, if you don't understand M2 and M3 and all that, don't listen to me. Go right over to the man that really understands it. Go to shadowstats.com and visit with John Williams, all right? He's the top dog when it comes to money supply. But anyway, the monetary aggregates are alternative measures of the money supply by degrees of liquidity. And they were looking for a prior of $46.6 billion. The prior revised was $46.0, and they came in at a minus $33.2 billion, which is a dramatic shift to the other side of the balance scale, all right? Now let's look at this employment situation. This is supposed to be a happy days report. Well, it's not. Non-farm payrolls, okay, the month-to-month change, 103,000 prior. The prior revised to 121,000, so they said the last time around that they had 103, but they had to revise it, bumped it up to 121, which is a substantial change. And then they came up with a consensus that they were going to see a new non-farm payrolls, a new 140,000 jobs. What did they get? And their consensus range was from 55,000 to 200,000. These guys, I mean, handguns and hand grenades, you know, take your choice. These guys are playing with the Ouija board, and they sure don't have crystal balls, because what happened is that they came in, instead of the consensus of 140,000 new jobs, they got 36,000, and that's not going to play well on Main Street. Private payrolls, month-to-month change, prior was 113,000, they had to revise it to 139,000 to accommodate the real numbers. The consensus going forward was 150. The consensus range was anywhere between 72,000 and 210,000 new jobs in the private payroll sector. And what did they get? 50,000, if you can believe their numbers. All right? That's a substantial miss. You might as well take a dartboard and put it in the office, baby. Unemployment rate? 9.4, well, we know that's not a correct number, but the prior was 9.4, the consensus was for a 9.5, but yet they say, wow, hey, look at this, we got 9%. So unemployment went down, even though private payrolls did not increase, and the non-farm payrolls did not increase much. These are very low numbers, so how do they get this unemployment rate changing? Well, average hourly earnings. The prior was a 1% increase. The consensus was a 0.2% increase. What did they get? A 0.4% increase. And then the average work week. Again, we've talked about this time and time again in the past. The prior, they had 34.3 hours. The consensus was 34.3 hours. The range was about the same. But what they came up with is 34.2 hours. What does that mean to you? That means to you and to me that even though we got 36,000 ostensibly non-farm payroll jobs added, and we added 50,000 people to the private payrolls area, these are part-time jobs at best. These are 34.2 hours a week. That doesn't give you a two-week vacation. That doesn't give you any of the health care benefits. That doesn't give you medical and dental and eyewear and all the rest of the stuff. All right. Today's employment report is about as mixed as you can get. They write, payroll jobs are disappointingly anemic, while the unemployment rate unexpectedly fell sharply. Everything's unexpected. These guys can't expect anything. You know, forecasters, give us a break. Overall payroll employment in January posted a minimal 36,000 increase. You know that's got to be an estimate. Will it be revised next week? Probably. Following a revised 121,000 gain in December. Yeah. And a 93,000 advance in November. If you can believe that. The January boost fell short of analyst estimates for a 140,000 gain. I'd say it fell short. They were looking for 140,000. They got 36,000. That's not very clear forecasting. The November and December revisions were down a net 4,000. The private sector barely did little better. Barely did little better. Might just sit down and study grammar for an hour as long as economics. But then overall, as private non-farm payrolls increased 50,000 in January, down from 121,000 boosts the prior month, the consensus expected a 150,000 gain. They didn't get it. For the latest month, private sector service providing jobs rose 32,000. Wow. After a 146,000 increase in December, a standout subcomponent is retail trade, which posted a 28,000 increase despite bad weather. If it's not the bad weather, then it's flooding, or you couldn't get your car started, or the dog ate your lunch, or whatever. Continuing a little bit more, wage gains improved in the latest month. Average hourly earnings in January rose 0.4%. Take your pay stub out, get out your calendar, and multiply your monthly income or your hourly income by 0.4%. Now imagine that translated, multiply that times the number of hours you work. Imagine that you found that amount in your pay envelope. Would you be excited about a 0.4% jump? Less than 1%, half of 1%. You got a dollar, it's on the table. That's 100 pennies. You take one of those pennies, cut it in half, slip it in the stack. Do you feel better? The January figure topped the market median estimate for a 0.2% increase. Most likely, the rise in earnings was due to the jump in manufacturing employment. Well, we don't need to go any further with this. Anyway, let's go over here and take a look at this one. Rather a disappointing story, but one that we anticipated. Let's give it to you straight up. I remember back when Katrina happened, and they had all of the people, you know, basically being loaded on buses. The ones that they didn't shoot to death on the bridge were while drowning in somebody's nursing home. The bodies floating in the water, as we heard the stories coming out of there. But you remember that they were loading people on buses and then transporting them all over the United States, all right? Dumping off a few here and a few there, and they were giving people, I guess, you know, debit cards. I think it was $2,500. It's like $2,500, a pat on the back. This is the downtown square. See ya. Well, here we are years later. 5 years after Hurricane Katrina, this written by David Maidenberg, census finds Hurricane Katrina left New Orleans richer, whiter, and emptier. February the 3rd, yesterday afternoon's news, all right? 5 years after Hurricane Katrina drove Lena Johnson, they start out with a Simply story here, okay? Lena Johnson from New Orleans, her family's home since the 1930s. She misses its food, its music, and the Mardi Gras, and she never wants to live there again. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today completely with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So back to this article again. You know, it's something that Doug Owen and myself and Mike Chambers went over time and time again back in when this all was going down. But the idea of Katrina, remember on when Oracle first started up, folks, there was Bell and a police officer, Dark Law, I think it was his handle, came on and talked about things going on. Well, what I saw going down when Katrina happened was that this was basically a test site, a beta test site for FEMA's hazard mitigation planning system, all right? And it has, you know, proven to be nothing short of exactly the truth. But here we are, again, 5 years after Hurricane Katrina, and this woman that they're talking about here, Alina Johnson, she had lived in New Orleans, the family home, since the 30s, 1930s, and she says she never wants to live there again, all right? See, here's a quote, a little bit more. This is the public interest side of these stories. We're going to talk a little bit more about journalism today, so just notice the way that the articles are written. Quote, "It was like a bird leaving a cage," she said, 60 years old, a New Orleans Chamber of Commerce employee, the Chambres du Commerce, for 24 years, all right, who left for Dallas and recently earned a college degree there. All right, now she's 60 years old. She recently earned a college degree there, so I guess at the age 60, she's going to start a new career. Well, good luck getting a job, honey. I'm in Texas because there's opportunity for me to grow. I don't know how much she's going to grow, but I guess at 60 years of age, if she has any growth at all, it'll be a medical miracle. Home is still suffering. All right, those are your quotes. So there's a lot of things that are being floated in there. They have to bring in the Chamber of Commerce, let you know that. She was a loyal employee for 24 years, all right? She left and she went for Dallas. What, did she leave voluntarily? That's not stated. And she very recently earned a college degree there. All right, that reinforces the idea of lifelong learning and all that. Anyway, and there's an opportunity for her to grow, even at 60 years old, in Dallas. The extent of the exodus, notice the word there, the exodus, boy, yeah, after the August 2005 disaster, or as Rob Schroeder coined the term, cataster, after the August 2005 cataster, can be gauged by 2010 census data. They keep coming back and pointing out the census. Did you fill out your form? Well, if you didn't fill out your form, then we can't use your information. But gauged by the 2010 census data released yesterday, New Orleans lost, get this now, 140,845 residents, a drop of 29% from 2000. 30% drop in the population of the city of New Orleans, I guess. If you want population reduction and the redistribution of wealth, directing that series of hurricanes and blowing the dikes seemed to work pretty good. The percentage of black population fell to 60.2% from 67.3%, they say. All right? So they got rid of 7% of the Negroes. The loss in New Orleans translates into one fewer congressional seat for Louisiana. Got rid of a congressional seat. Now 6 instead of 7. The city, here's a quote, is more affluent. This is rather troubling. More Latino. I would imagine that Sonia Sotomayor likes that. And a little whiter than it was before Katrina. Where's the ADL? Where's Morris Slees? Ha! The racist commenter. The city is more affluent, more Latin, and a little whiter than it was before Katrina, says Jacques Morial, a community organizer. Wonder whether or not he's related in any way, shape, or form to Barry the Usurper. Maybe he follows Saul Alinsky's school for radicals. Anyway, a community organizer whose father and brother were its first and third black mayors. And this Jacques Morial says the city is more affluent, more Latin, and a little wider. It's also probably an ICLEI town now, and moving towards building sustainable communities. The storm, the most expensive natural disaster in U.S. history. We're going to have to wait to see the final numbers on the Macondo Gently Weeps story. But anyway, the storm, the most expensive natural disaster in U.S. history. And that's important because that goes back into our cat bonds. We spoke a little bit about that yesterday. There's a whole lot of money to be made in disasters, you know. You bet on both sides of whatever the creator of the universe is going to throw at you, as if you can actually indemnify yourself against the wrath of God. 85% of New Orleans flooded after the levees collapsed. Key phrase there, after the levees collapsed. The storm surge extended as far as 10 miles inland, displacing almost 200,000 residents. And we saw that 140,845 of those residents said bye-bye. They deedied out of town on a bus with a $2,500 debit card in their pocket, thanks to you and me and Uncle Suck. A congressional report in February 2006 found Mississippi thriving. Mississippi has rebounded more quickly. Its population grew over the decade by 4.3% to 2.97 million. So maybe a more affluent, more Latin, and a whiter Mississippi was just the ticket. More Latin, that kind of troubles me. That kind of troubles me. Maybe they had a flotilla of boats coming from someplace in Mexico or Central and South America. I don't know. Mississippi has rebounded more quickly. Its population grew over the decade by 4.3% to 2.97 million in 2010, the census data said. Experts say. Louisiana gained 1.4% to 4.53 million. Mississippi's per capita income grew 1.7% between 2006-2008, compared with 0.3% in Louisiana. probably have just entirely too many Negroes. According to the Census Bureau, since 2003, PACCAR Inc., Nissan Motor Company, and GEA Aviation have expanded production and jobs in Mississippi. Probably not hiring Negroes, but hiring Latinos. Even before the floodwaters, New Orleans struggled. About 131,000 residents, or 28%, lived at or below the federal poverty line. That's government subsidy, compared with 12% nationally. 2000 census data showed. This article is really boning up the need for us to participate in the census, by the way. The median household income in New Orleans in 2000 was $27,133, compared to the national median of $41,994, according to the census. Of course, we don't want to tell how dismal it is here in Missouri. They might try and break a levy around me. First detailed look, census data released yesterday. It's about the sixth time they mentioned this, all right? On the Chambers of Commerce up there in the top line. And using the census data, now they're projecting demographics, all right? This is all about central planning. These are the Soviet councils, the unelected boards and councils of sustainable development. Census data released yesterday provide the first detailed look, and boy, no doubt it was detailed, at changes in state population demographics since 2000. Louisiana, Mississippi, New Jersey, and Virginia were the first to receive census figures because their election cycles are among the earliest in the U.S. state data will be released through March the 31st, and the numbers will be used for drawing voting districts. Now, they used to call it gerrymandering, but they've got new things going now. No major metropolitan area has ever gone through this level of population change. Oh, my. In a 10-year period, said Alfred Speer. I don't know. How does that work out with what's happening up in Detroit? I think they're bulldozing the houses there and growing beans. The clerk of the Louisiana House of Representatives and chief legal counsel on the state's redistricting plans. So now they're going to redistrict. If New Orleans loses 100,000 people, that's almost $1 billion in lost federal funds over 10 years, given what local governments expect to receive. Did you catch that? If New Orleans loses 100,000 people, that's almost $1 billion in lost federal funds over 10 years, given what local governments expect to receive. See, a bold vocal local people know that whenever you put your hands out for unearned grants and aid, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. Well, I guess it's a little freer in New Orleans this morning.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, February the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday. We're here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. First hour, just a variety of economic news, looking at some news continuing. In this article is a rather revealing one. You can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. It's Katrina New Orleans, richer, whiter, and emptier. Rather interesting article going on here. But they say here many poor residents have stayed away because fewer than a quarter of the city's 4,200 public housing units demolished by the storm have been rebuilt. So they're basically engineering the population there by changing the not only the landscape dramatically, and by giving incentives, providing incentives for the poor, the ignorant, the unwashed, the unlearned to leave town. Of course, it's changed the makeup of New Orleans. Even if it's just, you know, by percentiles, the people that live there are different people that live there. Continuing, it says here, the power of New Orleans' black community has been diluted, he said. Let me just say that again. The power of New Orleans' black community has been diluted. Now, this woman that they're talking about, her family's lived there since the 1930s. That would make them on the map for, what, 80 years? But their town no longer is their town. They're gone. Said Morial, who was with the Louisiana Justice Institute, which works on behalf of minorities and the poor. Others say that 5 years after the storm, and weeks before the March 8th culmination of carnival season, 8 weeks away now, March 8th, weeks away, excuse me, culmination of carnival season, a better city is springing from the ruins. For all of those of you out there that have studied the mysteries and you're up on the Masonics here, this is basically the phoenix rising from the ashes one more time. The scorched earth policy, Hotlanta, Hotlanta. Atlanta, Georgia. Others say that 5 years after the storm, a better city is springing from the ruins. We talked about that. They need to go in and bulldoze out all these houses, you know, bring in gambling and other things that they talked about. They're going to build on the cities and build on the hills and stay out of the low areas. That's not a completely ignorant thing to do. But they'll build a sustainable community out of New Orleans. It'll be more of a destination, a tourist destination than it even has been in the past. New Orleans' vitality belies the population decline, says Leslie Jacobs, incoming chairman of the Greater New Orleans Incorporated, the 10-county economic development group. All right? A 10-county economic development group. Now, I shared with you just the article just the other morning, right here out of our local newspaper, where our small town, Cassville, not far from where I'm at, has joined in with this league of these other counties, these other cities, in these economic development groups. And, of course, we've been following the free trade zones, Idaho and others elsewhere, all around Missouri, too, where we've got, you know, basically an open invitation to the Orient to come over here and invest and buy our land, bringing badly needed Chinese jobs to America. Anyway, this city badly needed fresh blood. Whoever wrote this is pretty high up there in the occult, all right? This city badly needed fresh blood, just like the live burning sacrifice that was visited upon the high places in New York. Down here in the low places in Louisiana, they needed fresh blood, and they got it. A lot of people perished here, and a lot of people left. And the storm accelerated that process. Never let a good crisis go to waste, said Hal Brown, 61 years old, who returned to his hometown in 2004 after retiring from Paladin Capital LLC, a Washington, D.C.-based private equity fund. The outlook is as bright as any time I've noted, which for me dates to the 1960s, said Brown, who's developing housing projects. Be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so continuing from this rather lengthy article here, I think it's worth our time taking a look and see, in retrospect, seeing what's going down here. Katrina, this is fed at a section in the article. Again, you can find it on Bloomberg.com. Under the heading here now of federal investment, Katrina's devastation, listen to the numbers, prompted $45 billion in federal investment. All right, we're going to get to an article here where they're talking about trimming the fat out of the budget, and you know they're going to get $60 billion out of the budget, right? That's part of the reinvention of America by the Republican Party, if we can believe the left, right, as it continues to grind us into the dust. Anyway, Katrina's devastation prompted $45 billion in federal investment. Now, wait a minute. They're talking about here just up above in the article that if New Orleans loses 100,000 people, that's almost $1 billion in lost federal funds over 10 years. Well, in a period of less than 10 years, this area's gotten $45 billion of federal investment. I guess it was a good thing. They're making money on this deal. Maybe they ought to dump another 100,000 people onto America. But who profits? We don't know who benefits here. We just heard about this chump, Hal Brown, who returned to his hometown in 2004 like a carpetbagger, retiring from Paladin Capital LLC, a Washington, D.C.-based private equity fund. Imagine there's any insider trading going on here, where he says, hey, the outlook is as white and bright. Well, he just says as bright, but we know what he means. The outlook is as white and bright as any time I've noted, which for me dates to the 1960s, said Brown, of all names. You know, Brown. Anyway, the bronze man coming back in. And he's going to come in, you know, with all his guns blazing. He's a private equity fund guy, and he's going to be involved in developing housing projects. Continuing, and I don't imagine he's going to get into this pipeline for $45 billion in federal investment funds, do you? And who profits? Well, in addition to Mr. Brown, how about Goldman Sachs? You know, Uncle Suck doesn't happen to have a big box of money laying around any place. You know, this $45 billion in federal investment didn't come out of the thin air, did it? Oh, I guess it did. But it comes out of the thin air through the pipeline of Goldman Sachs. They buy the treasuries, you know. Anyway, and they get a brokerage fee. They get a brokerage fee when they buy them. They get a brokerage fee when they sell them, and they just make money hand over fist, and then we borrow it all at interest. So much got destroyed in Katrina. Well, I should continue. Katrina's devastation prompted $45 billion in federal investment, said Greg Rigamar, chief executive officer of GCR, a New Orleans consulting firm that studied the storm's aftermath. A $2.5 billion medical complex in the mid-city neighborhood. I would be wondering whether Greg Rigamar, chief executive officer of GCR, New Orleans consulting firm that studied the storm's aftermath, was a planning firm. Planning and zoning and planning. A $2.5 billion medical complex in the mid-city neighborhood with hospitals planned by the Veterans Administration and the Louisiana State University will be job generators, he said. It also fits in line with Obamacare nicely, doesn't it? It comes just on time. As I mentioned before, and unfortunately for many of these, they won't be able to get a job working in the bistro someplace, serving up drinks and working as dancers or whatever else they might do, helping people in nursing homes and doing nursing and things like that. No, instead, they were all put on buses and given $2,500 and said, get out of town. But the carpetbaggers are flooding in, and they put in a $2.5 billion medical complex. Now, I wonder who runs that $2.5 billion medical complex out of this $45 billion in federal investment. Maybe the Catholic Church, maybe the Sisters of Mary or something. St. Mary's, St. Thomas's, St. James, St. John's Medical Services, one of the Catholic things there. Anyway, gospel evangelicals that they are. So much got destroyed in Katrina, and so much was broken before the hurricane. So much got destroyed in Katrina, and so much was broken before the hurricane that it didn't make sense to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, said Jacobs of Greater New Orleans, Inc. It was a very moribund, staid city before Katrina, so I guess things were really good after Katrina. But post-Katrina, New Orleans is a much more whiter, brighter, and prosperous town, right? It was a very moribund, staid city before Katrina. Doesn't make sense to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Fell off the wall, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put them together again. So they got rid of the problem. They got rid of the population. Destroyed most of the land. Haven't fixed it back up again. And they're now going to change the complexion of the government. Mayor Mitch Landrieu cooperates with state and federal officials better than his predecessor. See, it helps if you go along, get along, right? It's not good for you if you buck the system, even if you can cry on air, as Ray Nagin did. This sucker let his family again die in a nursing home, drown. Ray Nagin, Brown said, I'll say that again for you. Mayor Mitch Landrieu cooperates with state and federal officials better than his predecessor, Ray Nagin. Remember Ray? Brown said. Landrieu, who is white, who wrote this article, received 64% of the Negro vote in, and they didn't say that, they said black vote, but I don't, in the last February's election, Rigamere said. Quote, now that we have sensible leadership in City Hall, see, we didn't have sensible leadership in City Hall with Ray Nagin because Ray Nagin wasn't going along to get along. But now that we have sensible leadership in City Hall, the population growth in New Orleans will accelerate, Brown said. But it's the lady that started this article out, she said she was never going to come back. Political influence? The storm hurt New Orleans' political influence, with Republican state legislators likely to eliminate one of the three congressional districts, including sections outside of the metro area. Rigamere said, having more than 140,000 fewer citizens could cost the Orleans Parish, which encompasses the city, three or more of its 10 state representatives. The big story politically is the shift in power. A shift in power. Getting rid of those Republicans, said Kirby Godel, an associate political science professor at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge. While Census Bureau employees sought responses from every address in New Orleans, that's an important phrase. Knock, 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 knock. I walk over the door, open the door. There's a guy standing outside, got a piece of paper and clipboard, got a little name badge hanging around his neck. Don't you wonder about that? Hanging on a shoestring around their necks? What is this, anyway? It seems to be an international phenomenon. I was watching the Davos meetings the other day, and all the people that were attending Davos, they had this string hanging around their neck, you know, with a little ID card. Imagine Bill Gates sitting someplace, or Henry Kissinger sitting someplace, with a rope around his neck with an ID card. If you can't tell Bill Gates from 1,000 feet or Henry Kissinger from 4 miles away, you're in trouble. Anyway, what's with that? Little name badges hanging on wherever we go. Anyway, knock, knock, knock. Got a little name badge hanging around his neck. Got his clipboard out. All right. Knock, knock, knock. And I go, can I help you? The guy says, is this your address? He shows me through the locked door. I look at it and go, no, not my address. And we kept it up like that for about 5 minutes. The only question he was trying to get me to do is admit that that was my address, but it's not my address. I don't take any mail to the house. That was a street number, nothing more. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so back to this article again. Lots of stuff to learn in this article. While Census Bureau employees again sought responses from every address. Right, that's important going forward, if you will. If somebody's asking you if this is your address, think twice. Be careful. All right? Apparently, the census workers this year were trained in their training sessions. You know, that really bumped up the employment numbers, those census people. But anyway, senselessly, standing at the door, repetitively asking the same question. Couldn't quite seem to grasp, but no answer. It doesn't work with their decision tree process. They've got to get an answer, a yes, an affirmative answer on one question before they can move to the second, okay? If they don't get a yes on the first one, they need to stay on the first one until they get a... You ever called into like Microsoft Help or something like that? That's about the way they work. If you get out of their decision tree, they're of no help to you whatsoever. They'll try and, you know, they'll refer you to a supervisor. But the supervisor, unfortunately, is working simply from a more advanced decision tree questionnaire. You never really do get any help, but you can waste hours and hours and hours talking to Razid and Jadul and everybody else. But continuing back to the study here again, Census Bureau employees sought responses from every address in New Orleans. Not that we're talking to people, they were talking to addresses, all right? Morial expects the city to be one of the most undercounted because so many residents... Key phrase there now. Did they have an intent to leave? Did they leave intentionally? Do they have an intent to return? Many did, but they haven't been allowed to come back yet. Intent seems to be a big thing in Rahm Emanuel's Chicago race, as the court said. But again, Morial expects the city to be one of the most undercounted because so many residents have unconventional living arrangements. Unconventional living arrangements, that's one of those things the community survey finds out, you know. How many people are living in your home? How many people regularly live in your home? How many people have come in and gone out of your home in the last 30 days? Hey, pal, it's none of your business. Get off my porch. I'm turning the dog loose. Right? And they leave. Especially if she's a German Shepherd and not in a particularly good mood. Anyway, continuing along here, his mother, as if we really care, Sybil, 76, moved to Baton Rouge after Katrina to be near her two daughters and four grandchildren while she visits New Orleans two or three times a week. That's pretty often. Only seven family members have returned to her East Side neighborhood, which he said retains dozens of vacant lots and boarded up homes. Now, why would anyone want to return to that neighborhood? It retains dozens of vacant lots and boarded up homes. And there's a photograph that accompanies this that shows the devastation that is still in the Ninth Ward. All the cars all now rusted out, rotted out, laying, you know, on their sides and upside down, been stripped, you know. Houses, you know, beat to the daylights, walls missing, probably full of so much mold you wouldn't be able to. The best thing to do is either bulldoze them down and burn them, and scrap out all of the copper, if there's any in there. But they're not doing that. They're doing that in Detroit, however. Continuing, population statistics alone don't account for how many unemployed and poor residents left. send us your poor, your homeless, your tired, your unemployed. And they were dispersed all over America by Greyhound bus with a $2,500 debit card. While hundreds of young teachers, artists, and lawyers moved to the city after Katrina. The young teachers, artists, and lawyers. Sounds like carpetbaggers to me. Anyway, said Torn Piazza, a city resident and the author of Why New Orleans Matters and City of Refuge. I'm plugging a book here. If you're attuned to cultural expression, there is no more exciting place in the continental United States. Okay, a theme park. It was a city, now it's a theme park. You need to be a young teacher, an artist, or a lawyer to move into Katrina now. There are lots of lawyers coming, and bankers too, and developers. But if you're attuned to the cultural expression, there's no more exciting place in the continental United States, he said. The people who've had the hardest time getting back to New Orleans are those who had the fewest resources. Yeah, they had a house, some kind of a crappy job, maybe. Maybe they're living on, you know, unemployment checks or living on welfare, seven or eight children. Well, Johnson, the Katrina refugee in Dallas, was born in New Orleans French Quarter and started working at 13 at a restaurant where her parents were chefs. Her brother, Daryl Johnson, remember these Negroes, was a tap dancer, a singer who was the Grand Marshal of the New Orleans Jazz Fest parades in the mid-1970s. She recalls helping her aunt work for months on her carnival Indian costume. Quote, I miss the Mardi Gras, she says. That was part of the fabric of being a citizen. Close quote. Then it continues, talks about her Texas opportunities. All right. Texas opportunities. She got a degree in sociology, poor lady. Feel sorry for her. Well, anyway, rather lengthy article, but I think it was well worth the time to do it. Here's a little bit about Virginia. You know, we've been hearing about this Obamacare coming under fire. Virginia to ask U.S. Supreme Court to expedite a hearing on the health care law. Greg Storr writing for Bloomberg. Virginia will seek expedited U.S. Supreme Court review of Barry the Usurper's health care overhaul, asking the justice to take the rare step of considering the case without waiting for an appeals court decision. Unfortunately, even though he's asking for it, he's not likely to get it. Virginia Attorney General Ken Cusinelli said today he'll urge the high court to uphold a federal trial judge's conclusion that Congress overstepped its authority by requiring Americans to either obtain insurance or pay a penalty. This written by Greg Storr again yesterday, late news. But it's not going to happen. The Supreme Court expects that the Supreme Court expert said the court is unlikely to go along. And that's going to push this out. It's going to push it out to 2012. Cusinelli said the case was worthy of unusual treatment. A decision by the court to take up the case now would guarantee a ruling before the 2012 presidential election. You can take them over, almost 2 years for the Supreme Court to review the documents and render a decision. There's justice for you. Moving just ice, just like a glacier, moving at the speed of a glacier. All right? We can pass Obamacare without anybody bothering to read it. But apparently the Supreme Court justices don't understand the Commerce Clause well enough to be able to make up a decision over a latte and a croissant. It shouldn't take a lot of thinking, but they say here it would take 2 years. But, of course, it's going to be longer than that. It'll be after the election. We'll have to deal with it. They'll already have precedent. They'll already start spending the money. They'll already start setting up all the agencies and fleshing them out. It'll be harder to get out than, you know, a bent nail, you know, a square nail in an oak log. No matter how long your crowbar is. Don't ever put a square nail into something, folks, unless you want to burn it down to get the nails out. The chances of the court agreeing to hear the case in the face of government opposition are zero, said Carter Phillips. So it made a lot of news, got out all over the place, and other states are doing the same sort of thing. But if they run into the same kind of roadblock from the court system, it won't make any difference what the lower courts say and what the judges say or what the lawyers and the attorneys say, whether you're talking about the birth certificate or having a frank admission from the governor of Hawaii. It won't make any difference because the courts will just support the same corporations that support the legislators that passed the legislation initially. That's the way it works. In America, we found out about that from Gustavus Myers, and we knew about it before then, but it was interesting to get it a second witness. Egypt, likely topic as Hillary Clinton flies to Munich Security Conference. All right, this by Nicole Goet. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton flies to Germany today for meetings with the world security leaders that are likely to be dominated by the upheavals in Egypt. So you got the big four coming together. This is, they call this the quartet. Remember the big three? The fat boys and the guy with the cigar? Yeah. Well, we got the quartet now. And they're heading to Germany. They're going to decide the fate of Egypt, I guess. What's that got to do with democracy building? Sounds like totalitarianism to me. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to this little discussion here just briefly. I don't want to belabor this too long. But again, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, that'd be Hillary Rodham Clinton, flying to Germany today for a meeting with the world security leaders that are likely to be dominated by the upheaval in Egypt. Well, we had a Cairo meeting, didn't we? Joseph Stalin, was it Clemenceau, Roosevelt, Churchill, the big four. Well, seems to be repeating things anyway. Clinton's agenda at the 47th Munich Security Council, our conference, will also include an exchange of documents with Russian Foreign Ministry Sergei Lavrov that will put in force a nuclear weapons treaty between their countries. You see how fast treaties go in and out, folks? The supreme law of the land, the treaties, all right? You surfer came back from Asia. What was it? That was at another one of these G20 meetings, wasn't it? It was in Singapore. And it was the first time we'd heard of it, but he had met with Poo-dee-poo, and they decided, well, they'll make this a top priority issue. But it came back in, went right straight through Congress, went through, you know, the House, went through the Senate. Bing, bang, boom, bang, out, go. Now we got it all taken care of, and Clinton's over there. She signed it up. We're only talking months. Clinton has meetings planned with UK Prime Minister David Cameron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Afghan President Hamid Karzai. According to the State Department, what's he got to do with Egypt anyway? Hamid and his brother, bankers, gangsters. On Egypt, the usurper's administration is repressing Hosni. We don't need to hear any more about it. We know that. Merkel, Cameron, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, along with the premiers of Italy and Spain, called upon Mubarak to step down and facilitate a quick and orderly transition to a broad-based government. Well, I don't think they're going to have a broad-based government. You know, Islam doesn't really, you know, have that many women in power. So if you want a broad-based government, you'll have to come over to the United States, talk to Hillary, or go to Germany and talk to Merkel. But anyway, State Department spokesman Philip Crowley, if he's any relation to Alistair, said that George Mitchell, the U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East, will attend the conference. There will also be a meeting of the so-called quartet. The quartet. We've heard about the big three and the big four. All right, here's the quartet. The U.S., European Union, United Nations, and Russia. The quartet. The United States, the European Union, the United Nations, and Russia. Quote, I'm not anticipating any meetings with the Israelis or the Palestinians, Crowley said. Wow, interesting. Anyway, more to that discussion. We've been talking about journalism is a business and a profession. I'm going to let the rest of the news articles go. We've got bunches more on the browser. But just kind of continuing where we left off, we saw that Gustavus Myers brought to our attention this guy, Ivy Ledbetter Lee. He's the father of the press release. Much of these documents that we read each morning here, these are press releases, all right? They've got their spin built in. We go to the economic, you know, Economic Day website and look and see where the numbers come from. Then we can go back to the home page of the Bloomberg and the other big websites, and we can see the spin doctors at work, putting the happy face on the pig, and so on and so forth. And it's a ongoing phenomenon. It's been with us for a long time. But here, again, dropping back into the article from the Encyclopedia Americana on journalism, and if you haven't ever looked into journalism, you might take a look at it. You know, we talk about the controlled media all the time. Rockefeller, Bronfman, Murdoch, Redstone, Rothschild, Newhouse the Fourth, etc. All right, the guys that control the media, we talk about how convenient it was, how happy it was that, you know, when Ivy Ledbetter Lee came along, he became a Rockefeller in-house PR man. And then you wouldn't be surprised to find that the Council on Foreign Relations commended the media for keeping the cover-up and the lid on all of the nefarious things that the Rockefellers have done all this time. But continuing along here from the article from the Encyclopedia Americana, it says, the remarkable development of later years touches every side of the material production of a newspaper. Remember, we're talking about that. We're having a miracle today, and technology changes just as much as we did when we had this huge change in newspapers 100 years ago. The old, limited, slow-moving printing press has been transformed into an ingenious and gigantic quadruple or octuple, which converts the plain white roll into complete folded papers at the rate of 30,000 to 40,000 an hour. Now, this was really high-tech and stepping out there back in 1951 or thereabouts when this encyclopedia was published and when this article was penned, right? I can imagine that it's at a much higher rate today than 30 to 40,000 an hour. But what a change. What a change. Listen to a little bit more. And we talk about, you know, the Gutenberg Bible, the Gutenberg, the printing press and all that. Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Paine, the printer's devil. The number of pages may be determined at will. Kind of like a website, right? Even at the last moment before going to press. You know, cut, copy, and paste. Thus, responding to the exigencies of the news and the application of the halftones and of color at undiminished speed permits pictorial effects. It was much different. It was much different when I had my little graphic art studio. You know, you had to have camera-ready art is what they called it. And if you were going to use colors, you know, if you were going to go with one color, two color, three color, four color, full color, you know, four color press, it was a different printing press that you had to have it on and so forth. You need to have all your graphics registered and perfect and ready to go. Nothing near at all like the Adobe things and the page makers that you can find on the internet. A wholly different system. Most of it was manual labor. Simultaneously with this improvement in the printing press has come the Linotype, which substitutes machine typesetting for hand composition. You know, that old thing where you saw them, you know, moving the lead around, the lead type. Keep these things in mind, folks. The other day, they pulled the plug on the internet in Egypt. Keep these things in mind. Don't let the technology of the past become a lost art. I'd like to see a show of hands for anybody that knows how to cast a lead T or an X or an E or a 1 or any other numeral, and then to arrange them in a rack and to be able to use a compression press and actually make an impress on a piece of paper. Would we just completely lose our ability to print things if the computer went gunny sack or was denied to us? A third vital advance has been the perfection of the process of making paper out of wood pulp. You think, oh man, come on, man. Get up there, Willie. Yeah. See, a show of hands for all the people out there who know how to make a piece of paper. Anybody out there good at whipping up some papyrus so that we could write up a constitution? Which has vastly increased the supply and greatly decreased the cost of white paper. These radical changes in the elemental business factors have largely modified the conditions of journalism. And as they've said in the past, those who own the paper, the ink, and the press control the news. They've opened the doors or opened the way to unlimited production and have enormously cheapened the cost of the single copy. Back at the time of Claude Henri Duveroy St. Simon, he was a bit of a newsletter writer. But people subscribed to his writings. And it was based upon his number of subscriptions as to how expensive it was to produce the documents. And they didn't have all these high-quality presses. They weren't sending things out in email twice a week, like some of the modern newsletter writers do today. All right? But it cheapens it. What happens when it cheapens the cost of newspapers? Why, in every country of America, people learn to read by reading newspapers, and they stay abreast at least of the public notices, the propaganda and the spin. Is it a good thing? Maybe. Is it a bad thing? Maybe. But certainly I wouldn't want to, you know, live in a world where I was dependent upon a carrier pigeon to bring me news of the outside world, would you? 2- and 3-cent papers have become the prevailing rule. When was the last time you ever saw a 2- or 3-cent paper on a newsstand in New York, Manhattan, any place? You want to go to the grocery, a local almost valueless rag here is 50 cents out of a box by the grocery store door. 50 cents used to be 1- and 2-cent papers, 2- and 3-cent papers. Anyway, immense circulations have thus been rendered possible. Huge audiences. And so for the Edward Bernays and the Ivy Lee Ledbetters, the ability to reach out and impact the minds of the masses was just manifold. Much the same way now as we have a very concerted full-court press drive to expand both cable and DSL, internet service out and satellite service out across all of America so that everybody can come to the new information age and come onto the internet. So that you can be tracked and traced and all your emails, correspondence, everything can be looked into. Keep up with the agenda or the Joneses. By the way, anybody that knows of a really good cable internet provider in the Dallas area, shoot me an email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Got a question from a listener as to what would be the best cable internet provider in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Let me know if you know. I have nothing to respond with that at all. Immense circulations have thus been rendered possible, and where about 1875, the edition even of the most widely read papers was comparatively limited, not a few now issue scores and even hundreds of thousands of copies a day. Journalism, business, and a profession. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So back in the very early 60s, when I first started as a drafter, actually learning how to be a draftsman, one of the things we used in school in those days was kind of a rather heavy almost a cardstock, not quite a cardstock, but a paper that was very heavyweight, and it had a green tone to it. So it made it a rather pleasant drafting thing to look at. Well, you know, piece of color, the background was pleasing enough, didn't no eye fatigue from a bright light. But one of the things that I noticed almost immediately when we were using those in school was how much it showed any erasure that you made, any mistake that you made on that paper was magnified. And so, you know, part of the idea in those days was that you wanted to be careful. You wanted to draw well. You wanted to think about what you were going to draw before you draw it. You didn't want to hurry or rush. And you wanted to leave a pleasing product. I didn't know how important that was until about 1969, when I got my first job working in an engineering firm. And I was assigned to work on linen. Linen. All right. It was a coated linen. That's cloth, by the way, if you didn't know. And when you were drawing, you always had to draw in ink. And if you made a mistake on linen, the process for removing your mistake was arduous, to say the least. Even with a K&E electric eraser, a good eraser shield, a variety of different eraser bands that would make those erasures with your most careful hand. But nevertheless, then you'd have to go back and apply chemicals with a brush, and could recreate a drawing surface and blah, 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 all of this stuff. Wow, that was really challenging. You wanted to have your game straight up in those days, you know. And so, you know, it separated the wheat from the chaff. It surely did. Then, shortly after that, we came up with the Mylar drawing surfaces. It's a plastic film, heavy, not like, you know, Saran wrap or anything like that, but a Mylar is what it's called. And it's a drawing paper, but it's made out of, you know, kind of a plastic. And that worked fantastic. It was wonderful. And they came up almost immediately with this pin bar registration system, where on these big 24-inch by 36-inch sheets, they'd punch a series of holes across the top that fit on a pin bar, and so that you could do multiple layers with Mylar. Okay, and we also, just for general purposes, would use vellum, which is a paper, okay, for drawing on, a very easy to erase off surface, really nice. And all of these then, of course, the ultimate goal here is to run them through a solid machine and make blue lines or black line prints. Actually, they're white lines on a blue background, or white or blue lines on a white background, or black or sepia tones or sepia prints, etc. Depends on whether you were making a presentation print or whether you were just making prints for contractors to use to build or estimate from. Various things going on there. To learn all of that is the process. But while all of this is going on in the background, unbeknownst to myself, the computer people were coming up with computer-aided drafting, CAD drawing, right? And following along the idea of the pin bar registration system, they came up with this electronic way of drafting so that you could actually draft on multiple layers. You could have a base layer, and then you'd come in and you put your, you know, on that you would put your surveying information, and then you would put, and then on another layer you would put your property location, and on another layer you would put in all the topographic mapping that your surveyors had done, and on the next layer you would put in the lines, all of the sewer lines and all of the existing utilities, and then finally, eventually, you'd come down to locating the building on another layer, and you'd lay out the base plan, the floor plan for it, and so on and so forth, the parking lot layouts and all that, and then the stormwater drainage and so on and so forth, and finally you'd be done. Many layers. So all of this has happened in the last 60 years, where today it's just almost all electronic. Very few people draw anything. But as far as printing was concerned in those days, one of the things that we did mostly was work in ink. All right? A lot of the early graphics that I did when I was doing graphics for people, I would do it all in ink. And then some clever individual came up with the idea of press type. It was just kind of some kind of a black material. It was sticky on one side, glossy on the other side. And you could, if you were careful and skillful and artistic, you could actually set type with just a press type stuff. You just transfer letters, all right? You had a little stylus, and you rubbed them down and burnished it, and, well, there it went. And so you could send that right off to the cameras, to the iTech or whatever camera, and then you could make a plate for using in a printing press, all right? So all these things have changed over this time period, but immense, again, circulations have thus been rendered possible, and where about 1875 the edition of even the most widely read newspapers were comparatively limited to a few issues, now hundreds of thousands of copies a day can be produced and circulated. At the same time, the initial cost of the newspaper plant with its expensive machinery and the magnitude of the daily transactions require a far larger outlay than in the earlier time, and the business has come to be one demanding much greater capital. Do you understand that process? What's important about that? Well, if you have yourself, you know, you set up yourself a little block printing system, well, you can crank out little greeting cards or something like that, which you could sell on the street corner. If you're an Alois Hitler, you could make up little things that you would, you know, little pictorial things and try and hawk them on the street corner. That's one of the things he did for money. From the story, that's what the story, his story tells us. Maybe not. May have been funded by the Rothschilds all along. Who knows? But anyway, there's a great shift here when you start going into big printing presses. If you want to be competitive today, you need an enormous capital outlay. Well, what does that mean? That means that unless you're astute as a business person, your chances of success are greatly diminished. And it also means that fewer and fewer people will have access to the news production. Fewer and fewer people can afford, could afford, to have a big printing press outfit and run newspapers. You know, they got these printing presses running 24/7, 365 days a year, all across America in various areas, and then they have a distribution network set up. which basically precludes you. Somebody tried it. You know, we have the USA Today, and then somebody else came up with something like an America Now or America Day or something like that. Didn't succeed. The problem is the small newspapers, even like the American Free Press, for instance, the problem is printing and distribution costs on a limited subscription rate really drive up the per each cost, and it makes the cost of the annual subscription high and the frequency of mailings, you know, less. And so it really slows down your news process. It cannot even compare with what we get on the Internet. No comparison. But again, if we forget these prior skills and the Internet is withdrawn from the generally dumb people, we better know how to recover, in my opinion. All these circumstances have inevitably and powerfully molded the course and the character of journalism. Right? And that's the really important distinction. You know, when the technology changes, the journalism changes. How many times have you sat down to write an email to somebody or a post in the chat room or whatever, you know, and you've got misspellings and sentence fragments and all of these other things, and then you just simply click spell check and it checks all your spelling, and you can check to see what your, you know, how your grammar is doing, and it makes all kinds of suggestions on how you could improve your grammar, and you go through this whole process, and then, you know, it's just save as and you save it, and then you can drop it in an email basket and send it off to your newspaper and they can post it, or you can send it to your webmaster, or you can post it yourself on your own website. Yeah, it's pretty simple. There's no grueling, arduous task to correct mistakes. You can come back later and just digitally remove something and put something else in its place. Which for people like me, researchers, I like to study right out of the books. I've got a book here in front of me, okay? And you couldn't come into my library and change the text of any of these books without it being readily apparent to anyone that read it. You can't creep into my library and change the verses in the Bible. But you sure as hell can do that if you have access to a computer. So we have to be very careful about over-reliance on digitally produced information, because digitally produced information can be changed in a heartbeat. There is a time when you want to print it out, maybe put it in a book and publish it. And all of these are just things that I'm sharing, you know, because it came to my mind, and I hope it's interesting to you. Because, you know, we're at this time now, critical time. Rightly, wrongly, MI5, MI6, or otherwise, Vodafone, you know, was used to get the tweets and Twitters out of Egypt. Al Jazeera, whether they're MI5, MI6, CIA, or whoever else is running them, they were able to get videos out with cell phones, you know, make a video with a cell phone. Isn't it amazing? See, it is to me. And post it on YouTube. Wow. Amazing. What access. But all these things could be withdrawn just as quickly as they were withdrawn from the Egyptians. So we don't want to become overly reliant on something that you don't control, which again is why we look at gold and silver and platinum, palladium, physical possession, gold and silver, rather than digits in a bank account. If you were down in New Orleans and the hurricane was coming, you want to rely on somebody's swipe card, or you just want to put your sack of gold and silver in the back of the jalopy and get the hell out of Dodge? Folks, we'll have a good weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where over thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting.